Native to Bali, Java, and Lombok, Indonesia, gamelan orchestras produce a musical language that can seem otherworldly, mysterious, maybe even thoroughly disorganized to Western ears. Indeed, tempo, tuning, and the sequence of sections are all in flux, and there's no conductor. Ethnomusicologist Byron Moon discovered Indonesian gamelan one night wandering through the music department.
I heard this music and I didn't know, wow, what is this? I didn't know how to listen to it.
Moon is now director of the UH Manoa Javanese Gamelan Ensemble. He says a gamelan is composed of up to 80 tuned bells, gongs, drums, and metal xylophones. Musicians are not tied to any one instrument. There are no star composers per se because the repertoires evolved over time and continues to evolve during a performance.
There are options for how many repetitions, what tempo levels you can play the piece at, and it's not set.
Moon points out the same piece can be played with different tunings at various tempos, with or without repeats, all signaled on the fly. There is no conductor. Musicians react to drum cues.
Everybody connects through the music, and then through the music, then we also learn about the culture, learn about the history.
Anna Reynolds is assistant director for Gamelan Sagara Madu, which means Ocean of Honey, the UH Balinese gamelan group. She says Pak Harja Susilo, fondly called Pak Sus, who founded the UH Gamelan Ensemble, created a scene here that's inspired ensembles across the country.
You know, the Javanese gamelan was his focus, but without him we wouldn't have both of these ensembles here. We'll never forget his legacy.
Made Widana is Balinese from Ubud, Bali's cultural capital. He directs the Balinese gamelan group.
Music in dance always joins ritual, gamelan, and dance, and music always there, you know.
So. In Bali, Vidana says, there are many temples in every village, including in the home compound. Daily offerings of thanks, plus anniversaries, commemorations for individual gods, full moon, harvest, and other milestones, plus family events and rites of passage, all make for many ritual observations in everyday life.
Also, after you cook, we have to make a ceremony too. We want to say it's blessing or thankful for my life, for my family. So we did like that ritual in Bali.
Anthropologist Nancy Cooper says Balinese gamelan is more dynamic, perhaps flashier, than the more meditative Javanese style. The orchestras, however, operate similarly.
In gamelan, it's how all the different parts fit together to make a whole. That's one reason I'm interested in gamelan as an anthropologist, because people are thinking as a whole, not quite so individualistic.
Pak Susilo created a community around gamelan in Honolulu. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.